So yeah. I'm not going to read like the whole rest of the article. It's pretty short, but basically they take your temperature. They do a health check to even let you in the country. Then you get a this service gives you a pre-sanitized car that drives you from the airport where you just landed on your private jet to the marina where your yacht is supplied. And I guess, yeah, you're right, Bryn. They actually pre-stock your yacht. I think you have to buy the yacht, but then if you keep your yacht there, you can send these like clean room, like white suit guys to stock your yacht before you get there. So you don't even have to stop at Whole Foods Malta.
There you go.
On your way.
Malta Foods.
And apparently we don't know exactly what it costs, but you can estimate based on the VistaJet hourly fee, $16,000 an hour for the jet and an additional fee for the sanitized car service that takes you from the private jet to the private yacht.
That's pretty
damn
crazy.
That's just like a big list of things that I don't think people should have until they're available to everybody. It's or like, wow, all. If you yeah, can't I mean, share like, that, I don't think you should have it at all, you know? Like,
it's also well, like yachts are one of the dumbest things, because it's like you can't even sail the ocean with it. Like, you're not going across the Atlantic on it. So what's the fucking point?
Oh, you can just like tool around and that's it.
Yeah, well, I mean,
well, this is one of those things where it's like it's not like a scarcity thing. It's not like they're artificially keeping yachts scarce or something. There's too many humans for everybody to have their own private jet, car service, and yacht.
Right.
Yeah, nobody but I mean, should like, get that. If no, there was nobody just should like, be allowed to display their wealth that opulently.
No, but
if
like
you do
I'm
that,
just saying,
you should be shot.
I'm saying there should be like yachts offshore, and they're like a public park. You want to go to the yacht? And it's like, yeah, I'll go to the yacht with you, and you use your fucking library card, and you check into the yacht. This is the future I'm imagining.
Yeah, no, like, totally. It would be like a fucking you know, when you go to the lake and there's like the swan boats and you can pedal on the swan boats.
Uh-huh.
It's like that, except you can rent around a yacht and it's free.
Yeah, but you've basically just invented cruise ships, but socialist, which sounds like shit.
It sounds
well.
Good.
It takes
actually
a long time
cruise
to get to that
ships
point.
Are disgusting.
You
it's
have
just
to
a
let
bunch of elderly people fucking on a boat.
That's because they
because
are the only ones
rich
who can afford it.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
if it was
I imagine a socialism that allows elderly people to fuck on a boat if they want to, with all of their needs met.
If you want to get Hep C, go ahead. I don't care.
The free healthcare will cover it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Libertarian socialism.
This is the future Nathan J. Robinson wants.
Yeah.
You have to dress up like Mr.
Everyone
Plum.
Everyone can
get on
have
the boat
a cravat if you want.
Yeah. Yes. We can all dress like Mr. Like Plum.
Like a Victorian dandy boy. You have to have a cravat and ruffles
if we lived in a world where there was already like no wealth inequality, or even just like it was so drastically reduced from where we're at now that everybody had like very livable conditions, I wouldn't care if someone wore a cravat and a fancy boy suit and tie that's all in one color and one like paisley pattern.
Yeah, also there can't be racism.
Yeah, like
no
there can't be
racism
like
anymore.
Yeah, you have to have solved a lot of problems before I'm okay with this dress code. But eventually I don't mind it when people dress like that. Like after a certain number of criteria.
It's like the Hillary Clinton campaign is like, look, will getting rid of a service that ferries you from your home to a private jet, to a private car, to your private yacht, will ending that end racism? I don't think so.
I don't think so. So why would we do it?
Let's just not do anything.
A better world is not possible.
Would me going into the blue and white stripe building on Little St. James Island end racism? No. So
I'm
why
still
are we even
do
talking
it,
about it?
Exactly.
It's fun to do.
Why are we even there right now recording an episode?
Yeah. Why am I underground in the tunnels holding an M16?